This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Berry harvest is underway in northern Michigan, and this season's crop forecasts are rosy. But getting those crops harvested is requiring heavier use of insecticides because of an invasive pest that's on the rise. The situation is taking a toll on the region's farms and orchards. Marla Camp has this report.
This story begins with a Facebook post announcing, "We are unwilling to spray as much as needed to eliminate this pest. Therefore, we've taken out our Saskatoons." Rick and Karen Cross pulled up over 300 Saskatoon berry bushes this spring and shuttered their farm near Northport. Where there were once densely packed rows of white blossom bushes, there's now an empty field.
So how do you feel right now when you look at the empty fields?
Well, at first, it was terrible.
That's Karen Cross.
Because of how much of your heart and soul that you invested into these absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous shrubs. You know, it was like all of a sudden, poof, gone.
Saskatoons are a relatively new fruit crop in northern Michigan. The Crosses were leading a group of growers trying to build an industry for these deep purple berries that have the crunch of an apple but taste like wild berries and almonds. But Saskatoons, along with cherries and blueberries, are among the soft fruits that are susceptible to a new pest, spotted wing Drosophila.
Well, first I asked my neighbor, well, what are you doing? You know, and when he told me how much he was spraying, there was no way I was going to spray that much and kill every bee. We had bees dying all around us, and that ended the game for me.
Growers would prefer to spray minimally in combination with other less toxic solutions. Now, some are spraying from just after bloom time all the way to just a few days before harvest. Nikki Rothwell is a Northwest Michigan Horticulture Research Center coordinator. She says it causes stress out in the fields.
And it's because you see these guys, and it is heartbreaking to see. They have, you know, I had a grower that had a young son, and he's just like, I didn't even feel like I saw him this summer because I just feel like I was so worried and so busy. And he had infested fruit, and it's just like that to me is just like heartbreaking.
Spotted wing Drosophila, or SWD, is an invasive fruit fly that multiplies rapidly in only 5 to 7 days. Plus, unlike other pests, it infests fruit before it ripens. Fruit buyers have zero tolerance for pests in fruit, so growers must spray continuously to keep their crops marketable. Rothwell says researchers are working hard on finding more holistic management programs, but that there are few other options at this time. It's costly, and she says it's driven a few growers out of business.
And the other thing I see, too, is just, you know, people that aren't going to plant anymore, you know, just because they feel like they can't get through their acreage or they can't get their cherries to the processor in a timely manner. So there's smaller ways that we're seeing tart cherries come out because they just can't manage them because of SWD.
There are other concerns besides cost and stress. The most recommended pesticide being used to fight SWD in Michigan contain a class of chemicals called pyrethroids, and the labels warn that it is highly toxic to bees. But the cherry growers relying on these pesticides insist heavier use is not harming the ecosystem. And Rothwell agrees.
We've been part of a 5-year project that was conducted nationally looking at pollinators in tart cherries, watermelons, blueberries, lots of different things. So we have not seen the wild pollinators drop off in tart cherry systems because of, you know, potential sprays for SWD.
But the reason Rick and Karen Cross were unwilling to spray their Saskatoon bushes was because of the effect they've seen it have on bees in their fields. Rick says not spraying isn't an option for him either. Not with cherry orchards next door.
I have neighbors. And so if I have this heavily infested area that I'm not treating, it's not fair to them. So to me, whether or not it was going to put me out of business if I didn't spray, I wasn't willing to wait to find out.
And so what's next for Cross Farms? For now, Rick is waiting for his cover crops of field peas and oats to germinate. He'll plow them under this fall. They're thinking about maybe growing native trees next, something like basswood. Rick says basswood's a very good pollinator. Karen is excited.
Karen, how do you feel about having a tree farm?
I think it would be really wonderful, actually, because I like the idea of planting something that's going to give back. And so the trees are what's on our mind.
I'm also 73, so the trees are going to outlive me. So I got to, you know, I have to decide if I'm 85 years old, am I going to want to be digging trees? I hope I am.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Marla Camp.